was out there picking up leaves and acorns, and then I looked up at the trees and I thought, you know, these massive trees come from these little acorns. And when I thought about even this evening, I thought every sermon is like an acorn. When it takes root and the Holy Spirit fuels it, it can be something massive, just like we saw prayer in the early church become massive through the book of Acts. The enjoyment of what God can do is spectacular. So, in the book of Revelation, first three chapters, John is basically viewing the church on earth. We have the seven churches in chapter 2 and 3. But then in chapter 4, something happens. And he is caught up in the Spirit. And he sees the throne room of God. So follow with me as we read, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So let me pause there just for a second and call your attention to something. And then I'm just going to read the rest of it. John's sights were on the church on earth. And then he got his sights fixed on something he had never seen before, and that was the throne of God. And as people listen to sermons, I want to encourage you that you have the enjoyable opportunity of lifting people's view from the troubles of our culture into the throne room of God. Every sermon is an acorn of awe, if you will. And John's enjoyment of this is striking because he goes on and all he can talk about is the throne. And there are 12 mentions of the throne in 11 verses. It's almost like he's seeing Christ on the throne and they kind of blend together. He is so enjoying Christ that all he can talk about is the throne. So look at this. Verse 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold, and out of that throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of the burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God, and before the throne. Is there anything that's capturing John's heart? It is the enjoyment of who God is and his majesty. There was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. They're enjoying God as well, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor, we'll call it enjoyment or awe, and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, and you talk about, this is enjoyment to the max. This is awe max. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. So I would just like to encourage you in your work of directing people to the enjoyment of God. And may the sermons of sermon audio and whatever you do in graphic design or the programming or whatever you do, you have a part in awe. You have a part in bringing adoration to God and getting their eyes off the mundane and into the throne room with every single acorn of awe that is a sermon. Some of you will know the name Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel was a journalist for the Chicago Tribune that was an atheist, and over the course of about 2 years came to know Jesus Christ as his Savior. He wrote The Case for Christ and The Case for the Resurrection and The Case for Faith and this type of thing. So a little while ago, I heard him describe something that I have a hard time communicating because it's just incredible as far as awe goes. He said when he went through his trek of 2 years, his wife had gotten saved, I believe it was, and then he went for 2 years examining Christianity. He said, I was sitting in my office at the Chicago Tribune, having trusted Christ as Savior, and just reading my Bible, and he said, I just could not believe what God has done for me. He said, the more I get to know and enjoy God, the more awe I have of Him. He said, I couldn't keep it to myself. So he thought, God, what can I do? And he said, God burdened my heart for another atheist that I knew in the business office of the Chicago Tribune. So he said, I got out of my desk, out from behind my desk, and I walked down, and all the way down I was walking, I was saying, God, would you use me to show him Jesus? So he said, I walked in, and he said, the entire business office was empty except this one atheist. So he said, I walked up to his desk, and I said, we're going to have an Easter service this Sunday. Would you like to come to our church? And he said, no, I don't do Easter. Well, he said, I've been studying the resurrection, and there's good proof for the resurrection. He said, no, I don't do resurrection. Well, do you ever think about God? No. Do you like music? He said, yeah. Well, we have really good music at church. He said, I'd love to have you come. He said, Jesus loves you and would like for you to know him. And the guy said, I don't want to know your Jesus ever. And he got up from his desk and he walked away. And Lee Strobel said, I know God led me down here. What in the world? So Lee Strobel went home, and years later, he was a pastor. And after one of his sermons, a man approached him in the lobby of the church and said, Pastor Strobel, I just want to thank you for your ministry in my life. And he said, do I know you? He said, no. But he said, many years ago, I had lost my job, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep my house, keep my car. And he said, I had a friend that worked at a newspaper in Chicago. And he said, we need some tile work done. Can you do tile? He said, well, I had done my bathroom. He said, good enough. That's enough. He said, we can hire you to do tile. He said, do you remember coming into the business office of the Chicago Tribune? He said, yeah. He said, I was on my hands and knees in back of a desk doing tile. You had no idea I was there. He said, you were trying to get this man to church, and you were talking to him about Jesus, and you were so in love with Jesus. He said, he blew you off. But as soon as you left, I got on my phone, and I called my wife, and he said, we're going to go to church this Sunday at Easter. And she said, what? We don't do church. He said, we will this Sunday. He said, we went to church that Sunday. You preached on Jesus. And I trusted Christ as Savior. My wife trusted Christ as Savior. And my son trusted Christ as Savior. And Pastor Strobel, I just want to thank you for your ministry in my life. And I heard him say that, and I couldn't help but think, what can God do with even just a single sermon? An acorn, if you will, of awe before the Lord. One of the fellows on the prayer time he's in the UK, but he's an Iranian fellow. And he said last week, he said, my sermons are being downloaded through Sermon Audio into Iran 35,000 times a month. I thought, how good God is. God says, I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I say, we serve a God of awe. So every sermon that you upload, or whatever you do, I don't know what you do, is an acorn of awe before God. Be encouraged. Press on. The rewards will be wonderful. Even if you don't do it for rewards, you can look forward to be trusted millions maybe in heaven as a result of what you guys do. A God of awe. Enjoy Him this Christmas time in front of others. Let's pray.